I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Raven, how clean would you say you are?
In general, myself as a person and individual?
Yeah, in your home.
I'm a slob in my home a little bit, but I mean, I take great care of myself, essentially, and then I do whatever my wife tells me. My wife is a neat freak, so she sees things in the house that I can't see. She's always telling me the house is filthy, and I never see it.
It's Hannah and Raven. A few days ago, if you missed it, we were talking about a new study came out that you should be washing your towels every 3 times you use it. Mm-hmm. That's the longest stretch you could go. Some people hang up that towel for like a week. It's like every weekend they wash their towels, but they say that's disgusting. 3 times, which I actually was surprised it was that many.
There's also some very strange people out there that share towels amongst family members.
I share towels with my husband and my children.
What?
Yep.
What?
We do. I've told you this a million times. I don't think it's a big deal. We're all the same family. But that's not what I find to be all that surprising.
Okay.
They released how often you're supposed to clean things in your bathroom.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a minute. Consider myself a very clean person, but I didn't even know that you had to do this kind of stuff.
Give me the highlights here, the big ones.
You have a shower curtain?
Of course. I mean, yeah.
How often do you replace it? Like, literally take it down and replace the shower liner.
I would say probably every few months. It's really long, so every time we have to replace it, it's a pain in the butt. It's like a custom shower that the other owners built, and I wish that it was just a regular one. So it's like a long one. So every time we find one, we buy 6 of them. So I would say every few months.
Every 3 months is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I would say we're right around there.
I don't think I've ever replaced my shower liner.
That's nasty.
But it's clean.
Whatever.
I like bleach it and it seems fine.
If you say so.
That's
weird. It's an $8 piece of plastic. Instead of taking the time to bleach it, why don't you just throw a new one up?
Because I don't know. It's clean and I don't see a problem with it. And
I can resell some long ones to you if you want.
How often do you actually scrub your tub?
We don't have a tub. It's like a Roman shower type thing.
You clean the floor. Scrub the floor.
I mean, probably every week.
Yeah, every week is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
This is one I thought was interesting. Your bath mat. How often do you clean and replace your bath mat?
We don't replace it all that often, but it goes in the wash and then the rugs get shook and all that stuff. So that's every week. Every time the house gets cleaned.
You're supposed to replace the bath mat. Literally replace it. Every 3 months.
Is it like a rubber one
that
they're talking about?
No, like the fuzzy one, like, you know, that's on the
floor. That's weird. Does anybody do that?
What? I was like, I paid a good $19.99 for that.
Yeah.
Why would I? It looks fine to me.
Yeah,
I
don't think anybody's doing that.
No, you got to replace it every 3 months. And instead, it's actually one of the filthiest things in your bathroom that you don't realize because everybody is using it with their feet and their feet fungus.
Well, I'll make sure I don't eat off of it.
This is one that I don't think I've. Okay, how often do you clean your light switches? The light switches in your bathroom and the light switches in your home.
I would say that's more like a deep cleaning. She does clean the walls, so I'm going to say like maybe once a month or something like that, but you would imagine that's the worst.
Yep, your light switches are one of the most disgusting things in your home, and you're supposed to be cleaning them every single day.
What?
Who's got time for that?
That sounds like electrocution.
I mean, what?
It sounds like, honestly, you'd have some sort of problem with electricity in those odds.
But it makes sense if you think about it because you're always touching it, turning on and turning off the lights, going in and out of the bathroom.
Well. So just in the bathroom, clean the light switches every day.
You're supposed to clean all of them, but the one in your bathroom are definitely the grossest.
There's a lot of light switches in my house, man. This sounds like a lot of extra work. I think I'll just go on being filthy.
That's good.